77 WABC.
This just in, the firm of Goldstein and Goldstein counted the votes at the Pew poll. Just want you to know.
I have no doubt.
All right. Welcome back, Religion Online. I'm Rabbi Joseph Potashnik.
I'm Deacon Kev McCormick. We are very excited to have a very good friend of mine and a good steward in the Brooklyn Diocese, Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello. He is now the pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. In fact, he's going to start there today. And very excited. But we're not there to talk about this. We're here to talk about the recent capital campaign, The Generations of Faith, which was an overwhelming success, and also a little tease on a big dinner that's coming up in April. Monsignor, always a pleasure to have you on our show.
Good morning, Deacon. Good morning, Rabbi.
Morning.
So tell us about the success of Generations of Faith.
Well, we're very happy to report that the campaign, which started about 3 years ago, has come to a completion. And we had a goal of $80 million, and we exceeded that goal, and we raised over $128 million, of which $40 million has already been collected. So we're very happy about that.
And that came with about 35,000 donors, is that correct?
35,000 donors, and they made pledges lasting up to 5 years. So we still have to redeem most of it, but we're on a very good roll right now, so we're very happy. Many of the parishes are already benefiting from the proceeds. The case of the campaign was to strengthen our parishes. 50% went back to the parishes. And then we also had to put some money aside for the care of our retired priests and also youth evangelization. And when we started the program, we had about 15 parishes that had a youth minister in them. Now I'm happy to say we have over 70 parishes with youth ministers to work with the youth of our diocese to keep them connected to our church. So we're seeing the fruits of our labor already.
Now, when someone looks at a capital campaign like this, it certainly buys into the vision of the ordinary Bishop DiMarzio, who wants this to happen. But he needs a team, and that's you and the people who work for you and work with you, who do great work. But it also is the parishes and the pastors and the lay leaders of each of the parishes that actually gets this going and moves. Is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, this would never be successful without the work of our pastors who work so hard, and also the people that they put together, the teams that they put together. And, you know, people respond to a pastor that's a good leader, that's a worker, that's energetic, and, you know, who does things in the parish, and they're motivated by that. And, of course, the good people of our diocese. Our diocese have the greatest people in the world. They're very generous, they're dedicated, they're faithful. And whenever you call upon them, they always step up to the plate. And we're very fortunate. You know, we're a city of diverse ethnic groups. And we come together as one big family whenever there's a need. And, you know, the church is truly alive in Brooklyn and Queens.
We're speaking with also a good friend, Monsignor Jamie
yes.
J. Gigantiello, pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church and administrator of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, both in Williamsburg. Jamie, nice to have you with us. Let me just say, one of the conversations we often have with clergy is the challenge of fundraising. I know that some people are very uncomfortable when we start asking for money. Both clergy and laity, they say, you shouldn't have to do that. There's got to be a better way. And we always say, there may be a better way. Help us find it. You know, it's very easy to avoid responsibility by saying, you know, if they didn't have that kind of appeal, I would respond. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know what works best. I only know what works for me, what works for others. And it's that one-on-one, it's the, you know, it's showing that there's something of value here that needs to be supported. But at the end of the day, we have to go out and raise the funds. You know, there are people on the other side who want to make sure that they're the recipients of the funds. We have to make sure the donors give the funds. But I can tell you, it's uncomfortable for many to have that involvement.
Yes, it is. First of all, I mean, as you said, people respond. And many times when you ask new donors, and you ask them, why haven't you ever given before? The first response is, we were never asked. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you have to get your mission, your case out there. And you have to let them know what the cause is. And if people understand the need, and they also see that their donation and their gift is being put into action and is being used properly and for the good cause that they present, people respond. And, of course, it's all about relationship. That one-on-one asking, you know, can you help us out? This is the need. And people respond to that. But it takes, it's very time-consuming. And, you know, I always say, you know, you can't just get up, you know, on a Sunday at the pulpit and ask for something as a pastor and say, we need this, we need this. If you're not there the other 6 days of the week serving the people, being present to the people, and they see that there's something good going on in the parish. And I think this is true with all charities. They have to see that something good is coming out of their donation and that, you know, you value them. And people have the choice to give to many charities. So you have to make sure that they see that their dollar is making a difference. And I think, Rabbi, you're a great fundraiser. I know that by fact. And you have helped me greatly.
Yeah, so I think
you know how to do it. And, you know, that's the whole key.
But you got to, you know, you got to believe, you got to believe in the mission.
Yes.
You know, people have to see that you really are very, very enthusiastic about it. But I think of that individual who used to complain that every time I come to the synagogue, you know, you're asking for money. The problem was he only came once a year. You know, that was the one day you asked for funds.
Yes.
But, you know, I remember Mary Ward O'Connor, Cardinal O'Connor's sister, wonderful person. And she and I, she invited me to speak at a gathering of people who tithe. It was I remember it was at Seton Hall. We had this conference. And I thought to myself, wow, if we could get everybody to take tithing seriously, not just read about it, but practice it, we would be in a much better place. So people who complain, you know, you're asking, well, let's make it easier. Let's just do it because our tradition mandates giving. And then we won't have to go through all of the, you know, the campaigns that we have. But unfortunately, we need to do it because we don't have the response initially that we need. And the need is great. That's the other thing. The need is great. You know, people come in and say, well, you know, we got to do more for the homeless. We got to do more for the hungry. And we say, fine, help us.
Right.
Jamie, just before, I know you want to respond to that, but we're running out of time. And I have something burning a hole in my calendar. April 5th at 6 o'clock Wednesday, Plaza Hotel. A big DiMaggio dinner, which Zavarian was involved with many years ago, and it's for the High School Angel Project. What's that about?
Well, we have an angel program to give scholarships individually to students who are in financial need. And we don't have many scholarships for high school. So last year, in association with the Columbus Citizens Foundation and Futures in Education, we continued the Joe DiMaggio dinner that I know you started many years ago for Zavarian, which was very successful. And we started it up again last year. And this year we're honoring Bobby Valentine at the Plaza Hotel on April 5th. And it's to raise funds for our scholarship programs for our high schools. So, you know, last year was the first time we did it after a number of years. And it was very successful. We're doing it again. And hopefully it'll be a big success so we can help more students, you know, attend, you know, high schools.
And that's a big deal. Our tuitions are usually significantly higher than the grammar schools.
Yes.
And parents need more and more help. But it's a wonderful thing, and I know we'll be involved. Now, there's one little thing we have to deal with. I hate to do it on the air, but the rabbi and I have a little bone to pick with you. We're yet to be invited. We're yet to be invited onto your cooking show. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Well, we film about 12 episodes a year. We'll be starting in another month or so, and you will be the first guest on the first episode of the new show. How's that? It was going to be Bishop DiMaggio, but I think I put him on second.
Just for the record, I'm willing to be number two. Yeah. Jamie, you're the best. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Make sure it's kosher.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.